Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I have a scripture I want to read to you out of the book of Romans, chapter 12. Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, that's all of us, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we being many are one body in Christ, individual members of one another. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, as we enter this message, that you open our hearts and our minds and give us a clear understanding of what you have brought us into. Give us a clearer understanding of what the church really is and how it's supposed to operate. And for that, we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's start out by this. Many of you know that I started pastoring when I was 23 years old. I had a couple years of Bible college that I got while I was in the Navy. And when I got out of the Navy, I was working in a factory, going to Bible college. And one of the engineers that had a small church of about 15 people asked me to hold a revival. And Steve Dick, you worked with Mr. Eidenauer. He pastored that church. He said, but he didn't have a song leader. So my brother, 8 years older than me, said that he would lead the singing because he worked in the same office. And we got my little brother, who I was 23, that would have made him about 15. Jim, who now pastors in Continental, and he played the piano. So we got Jim to play the piano, and we got Eddie to lead the singing, and I held the revival. Well, little did we know, but everyone that knew my brother Jim and my brother Eddie and myself showed up. And there was there wasn't room to set as the nights went on. There was people outside, standing outside the windows and sitting on the steps. And a little girl, about 17 years old, that had a rough life. One of the last nights of that revival, she got saved. And a week or so later, she got killed in a car accident. And it went around that entire community about this girl being saved at this revival. So I got called for another revival and another revival and another revival. And you say, well, what's a revival, preacher? I don't know what one of those are. That's when a church has someone come in and you bring your friends and relatives and a preacher preaches evangelistic messages so that your friends and relatives get saved. So every week there was a revival someplace. Every week. And it was my brother and my brothers, and then my sister started singing with them. Then they started what's called the Singing Fry Family, and they were on the road for 16 years, singing every weekend in different churches. I told you that to tell you this. God has a plan for each of us, and if I learned at 23 years old anything, I learned that you're better off to follow God's plan than man's plan. God's plan is always better than man's plan. I went to a lot of conferences. I went to a lot of ministers' meetings. I read a lot of books on how to build a church. And after 7 years of pastoring, I left the ministry and went into business and did very well in business. And I found out that I did well in business because I use what God had taught me in ministry. Be honest, don't lie. Lift people up, don't put people down. Don't be jealous of someone that wants your job, just go to work. And all those things worked. And I did well in business, and then all of a sudden someone calls me 33 years ago and asked me to come and preach here for three Sundays. And here I am because of what God has done. So I came into this church with 60-some people attending. Sometimes it was less, sometimes it was a little more, but pretty much an average of that. And said, Lord, what do I do? Now, what we have here, I'm not smart enough to have done. And any of you that are close to me, stop shaking your heads, yes. You don't have to agree so fast. But what has happened here is something that God has done. It didn't come out of a book. It didn't come out of a plan. It came out of what? Out of need and necessity. Jesus taught me something. Jesus taught me that you can't do it alone. Matter of fact, when he went out, the first thing that he did when he started his ministry is he gathered 12 guys around him and he was going to give them an intensive Bible lessons for 3 years. And he was going to show them what the Spirit of God could do. So many times in churches today, we just want to do it ourselves. We don't want to work with anybody. We want, because they don't show up on time. They don't do this right. They don't do that right. It's just better for me to do it myself. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus didn't set that kind of an example. When Lazarus had died, he brought his disciples with him. He said, let's go. When Jairus' daughter was sick unto death, he said to three of his disciples, come go with me. When Jesus, before he was betrayed, went out to pray, he took James, John, and Peter with him, and he said, come with me. Jesus never went it alone. And one of the things that God taught me about a church is, I cannot do it alone. I don't want to be a dictator. I don't want to make all the decisions. All the decisions that are made here are not necessarily decisions that I'd make, but they're decisions that wouldn't hurt anything no matter which way they were made. Whether you're sitting on those kind of a red-looking pew or blue pews doesn't make one bit of difference to me. And whether you have chandelier lights or you have fluorescent lights in here, doesn't make a difference to me. Whether you have blue, it doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care. I never did care. I made one decision on this church when we built it. Remember what it was, Roger? I do. Do you want a window in your door in your office or not? And I said, yes, I'll have a window. Thank you. Jesus never went it alone. He always had a team around him. As you noticed in the bulletin, in a couple weeks, we're going to have a couple teams, an Ohio State Michigan team. We're just going to, you know, we were going to do Democrats and Republicans, but we decided we wanted a real rivalry. So, no, we weren't going to. Anyway, the key message of Jesus throughout the scripture is no matter how anointed you are, no matter how gifted you are, you can't do it alone. He sent them out in twos. I find so many times when people want to do it themselves and they want to make all the decisions, they're selfish people and they don't belong in leadership. We need to be listening to what others have to say and we need to be encouraged. So when I came here, we had what was called committees. And there's, in the ministry, there are hundreds of thousands of jokes about committees. If you want something to die, put it in a committee. I mean, if you don't want something to happen, put it in a committee. And we had committees. And you know what I found out about the committees? You had one person in the committee that really thought about what was going on. Let's say as a Christian Ed committee, and they were thinking all month or all week about the meeting coming up and what they wanted to present. And there were six people appointed by church council to be on that committee. And they'd come to a meeting, and maybe five of them would show up. Two would be late. The one that had the plan, the one that had the passion would be there. One wouldn't show up because it wasn't that important to them what they were doing anyway. So someone else on the committee would call them and say, hey, did you forget to meet? Oh, yeah, I'll be right there. So they wait 20 minutes on them, and they get there. And they come in, and this person with the passion lays out everything that they want to do and everything that needs to be done. And this person that showed up late shoots it down, and everything dies. So I said, Lord, how can we do this different? I mean, when someone has a ministry, something that God has laid on their heart, Lord, how do we get it to work? Because I assign them to a committee and it just gets shot down and doesn't work. And here's what the Lord showed me. Start pastoral ministries. So I went to the council and I said, I would like to start pastoral ministries. And they said, how would you do that? I said, if somebody comes to me and they want to do a jail ministry, they work for me for 2 years before we put it in a committee. They only report to me, I'll report to you, I'll give them what they need, and boom, we started pastoral ministries. And we got this ministry going and that ministry going and this ministry. Within a year, we had more going in the pastoral ministries than we did in the committees. We didn't kill the committees or do away with committees. The committees died. You know, when a baby's born, we don't shoot old people. I mean, you don't do away with old things just because you start something new. You know, you let it run its lifetime, and you do everything you can do to help it survive. But everything will run its lifetime. It just does. So we had these pastoral ministries, so about 25 years ago, I thought, we need a new name for them. So we called them directors. That's the person with the passion. That's the person who'll come to me and say, Pastor, you know what we need to do? And I'll say, well, then do it. Choose yourself a team, because it's all teamwork. Jesus showed us that. It's all through the scripture. Everything is teamwork. Everything is two or three gathered together doing something. That doesn't mean that the two or three are all the brains of it or do all the work. It means that someone has a passion and they've drawn people around them that has a passion too. It's like Jesus when he is at the well. He said to his disciples, we need to stay here because the fields are white for harvest. And they said, okay, and they stayed and they won people to Christ. It's someone that has a passion that will allow things to expand and to grow. So the committees died. And we started appointing directors. And I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago, we needed somebody to head up the directors. And I thought, I know somebody that can do that. But how's the church going to handle it? Because this is the most organized person that I know. I want my wife to come up here. Terry, you can come up here and just have a seat. You can clap. She has 10 doctors, and I don't know, 10, 12, 14 girls, 16, that she manages. She's been there 26 years. She's the one that sets all the appointments for all these doctors. Well, she doesn't. She has her team do that. She makes sure the doctors, some can see so many patients an hour, some can see more, some can see less. She makes sure those doctors are filled up according to their schedules, what they can do. That's organization. And the office runs very, very well. And I thought, would she even have time to head up our directors? And that means organizing these ministries so everyone knows what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to be doing it. I said, yeah. Last week, I got out this bag, and I said, this bag is how we capture people. These are ministries. We have a bowling team that's part of our athletic ministry. Where's Bob Manley at? He's out there? Bob Manley wouldn't be in the church if it wasn't for the bowling ministry. And everybody knows Bob. He grabbed you on the way in, and Bev. Everybody knows him. Where's Clint? There's Bob Manley. Hey, Bob. I have a question for you. How many years were you in the bag before we captured you? How many years did you bowl before you came to church? Amen. Clint, come up here. Clint's our athletic director. He runs the softball team, the volleyball team, the golf league, the bowling league. Come up here. You have a seat over here by Terry. Last week, I brought up the leadership of the church council. I brought up the ministers and make sure that we have a magnet in every bag. I brought up the finance committee, our directors. But I didn't show you the church. And this church looks sometimes very unorganized, but we are extremely organized. Because when you work your passion, you're never working. Someone said if you get a job that's your passion, you'll never work a day in your life. So these things happen in this church because people like doing what they're doing. And it isn't work for them. Clint's team are the coaches of every one of those groups. And he makes sure every group has a coach. Marge Burnett, come up here. Marge is a new director. But Marge is the director of our adult education. And Marge with the adult education, what she does is make sure that every adult class and every adult Bible school has a teacher. We want to find out who all are going to those classes so that we know who isn't going to those classes so we can get all of you into an adult Bible study. And how many classes do we have now?
Five Sunday school, four Bible studies.
We have 9 adult classes. Jennifer Long, you can come up here. She runs she's the director of the Awanas program. Carmenita Ross, you come up here. Where, is she here? No, I think her mother's sick. Afghans for Others. Benevolence, Jackie Haynes, come up here, Jackie. Jackie has a team that she works with. There's Benevolence. Benevolence Pantry is Peggy Stalter. Peggy, come up here. Y'all can stand up now. Terry, y'all can stand up. All right. Bible studies is Marge Burnett. I said that. Building, Larry Keck. Where's Larry? Bring Larry up here. Okay, Larry. And Larry isn't the only one. I mean, Larry gets things done around here. I mean, he came in yesterday and hung the cross, and he had, I think, Rick worked with him or somebody worked with him. Okay, Alyssa Long. She does the cameras, and she has a group of people that help run the cameras for the TVs that are out there, and we're going to start live streaming. And she also is the director of our Travelers group, Heritage Travelers, and she has a team that she meets with every so often trying to decide where to go next and what to do and how they can do it better. We have Loopy. Sir, would you come up, Loopy? Loopy is decorating. And if something, we need something done that we can afford to have done, and she, can you get up here with your ankle? You can sit down. Lou Spence, come up here, Lou. Lou runs a kitchen, but he has a whole group of kitchen guys that work with him. And they do funeral dinners. They do our Wednesday night dinners. And this is Lou. Brenda Ducat. Or where are you? I think I saw you here. Come up here. Come up when I call your names. She does the dramas. We have plays, and she has a group of people, a team that she has chosen that helps put the plays together, helps choose the plays, help to put on the plays, and the little skits that we do around here for Bible school and some other things, she helps with those. She was in some plays and movies when she lived in California. Bev Manley. Bev, come on up. Greeters. And you might as well come up with her, Bob, because Bob's in charge of the counters, and he has several. We have at least five people, I think, that count. And Bev, how many people do you have? You come up here. Up here. All the way up. How many people do you have on as greeters? I don't know, 16, 18? 18. Okay. Dick Johnson, would you come up? You can bring your wife with you, because Dick and Deb, they do the outside. He's a director for the outside things, and I mean that takes care of the, he takes care of the grass, he mows the yard, he makes sure if we need mowers, he makes sure, come on up and stand up here. Handbells, Starla, where are you? Would you come up? Are you here? Yeah. Starla does the handbell. They practice every Thursday night, and she needs some more people in the handbells, but she's got 8 or 10 or 12 people that come every Thursday night to practice the handbells. Okay? Health and wellness. Scott, you can come up with your wife now. Scott's here. Scott was a weight trainer for years. He is a weight lifter. He put some things out on our... Well, he didn't win those things last week. Okay. Heritage, CWC. How many groups do we have in that? 5 groups. And Terry meets with the leaders of each one of those women's groups and to make sure that their groups stay together. Michael Long is our music. You told me how many people we have active in music now. How many is that? 36, okay, and that's increasing, not just for seniors. Paul Sayre, come on up, Paul. Paul also works in the kitchen, but every month they have a luncheon here for not just for seniors. PowerPoint is Starla, and security and sanctuary section leaders, Pam Lynch. Where's Pam? Come on up, Pam. We have people that are in every section, couples, that will greet you and make sure, and they're also keeping track whether you're here or not and whether you miss or not. And she works with those 4 couples or 4 people and people in each group to make sure that that gets done and followed up on. I was told nothing happens by accident. You've got to work on it. No one is working in the sections as section ministers that don't want to do it. No one works in the kitchen that doesn't want to do it. No one plays on the ball teams that does not want to do it. No one meets with the women's group or leads a women's group that does not want to do it. These are all passion-driven. Security, Scott Dunkel, where's Scott at? He's in the back of the back. Okay, that's Mary's husband, and how many people are on that right now? On security. You don't, 20? You don't know we have security, but we have security. You know, if you come in with a backpack and look strange, you're going to have somebody sit beside you. And they're going to be your best friend, and they're going to sit on the aisle so you can't get out. And, some of you new people wonder why someone's sitting with you. Steve, Nancy's not on security. Just going to let you know there. Okay. Sound, Adam Keel. Adam, come up here, and Adam has a team that works with him on that. He tells us what we need to buy back there, what we need to do, and how we need to set it up, and he sets up now all these things that we can, so you can hear. And he's here a lot and does a lot of work on those things. Special events. Special events plans a lot of activities for the entire church. And that's made up of a group of people from all ages in the church. And my wife started that, and she still works with that. Ushers, Vernon Allen, where are you? Vernon, come up here. Come up here. Vernon has the people who take up the offering, the people that take the offering back to the back. He has a whole group of those, and he makes sure that we have ushers every Sunday. See, you thought you saw the whole church and how it operated last week. You didn't see anything last week. You just saw the leadership. This is a ministry. This is how we work. Visitation and new attendees. Peggy's already up here, and now Dave Risen, Pastor Risen, where'd he go? Back here, okay. He is working with that. Website, Jackie Haynes. Jackie, come up here. Where is she? She's already up here, okay? Website. Youth, junior and seniors, Judy Anderson, come on up. And Judy has a team that she works with junior high and high school, and plans the activities and things that bring the kids together and how they get. Now, we do have Lisa Keck, you can come up. She's our youth minister. She's concerned about the kids' souls. She don't care if they go to Cedar Point or Kings Island. She just wants to make sure they know the Lord and they're growing in the Lord. It's page one. Children's ministry, Yvonne Brandenberry. Is Yvonne here today? No, she's not, but her son is. You can stand up because your mama does a whole lot of work around here. And she has children's ministry and children's special events. Okay, you can sit down. Sharon Day, where's Sharon Day? She's here. Come on up, Sharon Day. Sharon Day heads up our Sunday school. She's our Sunday school director for our kids. She makes sure that we have someone in the nursery. She makes sure that we have Sunday school teachers in all the Sunday school classes. Nursery, twos and threes. The nursery, Robin, come on up. Robin makes sure that the nursery is staffed. She makes sure that the people are in there. Vacation Bible School. Heather is on vacation, but Heather Mefford does that, and she has a team. She can't do it alone. She has a team. She draws together. They work on Bible school all year long. And Heritage Travelers. If you've ever traveled with Heritage Travelers and you're here today, stand up. If you've ever traveled with Heritage Travelers, stand up. And they're planning another cruise this spring. When, Alyssa? In February. And where, you can see, where are you going?
Southern Caribbean.
And you got to sign up now, right? Yeah, you got to sign up now. So these are our directors. This is what the Bible taught. We're not all a hand. We're not all a foot. We're not all an eye. We're not all an ear. We are one body together. And that body takes a ministry, and because that's where the magnet's at. And these are the bags that we capture people with. And every one of these directors know that they're supposed to take this bag and make sure that everybody they capture in these ministries come to the grace and knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ, which is the magnet that holds us together and draws us together. And they're doing a great job. Give them a big hand. You may be seated. You all can go. You say, preacher, how did this happen? It happened because every one of these ministries, someone came forward and said, I think we need to do this. I think this needs to happen. And because of that, it has happened. One of the things that God did in preparing me that I didn't know why, he put me in business. And he put me in business for several years. And while I was in business, the company that I worked for paid for my classes at a business school. And I took several of those because they were free. And one of the things that I never forgot, you do not own a business unless you can sell it. If you can't sell it, the business owns you. So if you want to build something that's worth something, you build something that will operate without you. For 30-some years, I've been trying to work on a church that will operate without me. And now, as I'm 68 years old, I know it could be any day that you might have to operate without me. And from what you saw last week and from what you saw this week, this church is very stable without me. Because the ministries, the heart of it all, is bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone asked me, I've been asked a couple times, preacher, why don't you give an altar call at the end of the service? I said, number one, altar calls were started by Charles Finney and they were evangelistic campaigns, and it was to try to get your drunken husband that you bring the evangelism campaign to Christ. Some of the more fundamental churches picked up on that, and they would sing 12 verses of Just As I Am at the end of the service and try to bring people to the altar. My understanding of what church is, it's a body of believers that are drawn together. So my sermons are always for the believers because that's the church. And if you look around, we don't have many lost people because these ministers, Pastor Rice and myself, Pastor Kay Kowalski, and now Elisa Keck, we pick the vine pretty clean. Somebody comes into the church and they're not saved, we're gonna get after you. Huh, isn't that right? Your life changed? Amen. And we've all seen it. You can ask him, okay. I mean, she comes in, she looks happier. Her eyes just shine. Because God has done something. I'm not telling you this because it's about me. I'm telling you this because it's not about me. It's about him. We have people that count money every Sunday. They stay after church for, I hope, sometimes an hour. That's usually good. Yeah. And their wives or husbands will sit out here and wait on them. We want all of you to be part of this church, part of this body, working in some area. A lot of you really came forward for Bible school and for other things. And some of you have volunteered for things and you haven't got into them yet. Volunteer again. Okay? So we make sure, and we're going to have pictures when we have our directory done. We're going to have pictures of all these people out. But what I want you to know, this church didn't just happen. God had a plan. This church didn't happen because I'm smart. God had a plan. The things that God had me place in here, he put me through the schools that I didn't plan on attending in order to learn what I've learned here. And the people that have these jobs, if we started switching them around, the church would fail. Because what they do isn't work, it's a passion. Do you realize that we have, Carol, you meet with a men's choir and a women's choir? We have lots of things going on all the time. And we want you to be part of it. We want you to continue to bring people in so that we can bring them to Christ. And remember this, Jesus never did anything alone. If you're a director, continue to find people that have the passion for what you're doing. And you say, well, it's just easier to do it by myself. That's the world's way. Mentor someone, teach someone, bring them into your circle, bring the people in that have passion. Ask them, ask people to be in your Bible class. If I were new here and I had 9 people come up to me the first Sunday and ask me to join their Bible class, I'd end up joining one. I'd find one. If I were here and I had people asking me to join, increase. We need some good men in the kitchen. We have good men in the kitchen. But we can add to that. And you say, what about women? Well, I got to tell you, I'm sorry, but you know, these guys can't work with women. I mean, it isn't your fault, ladies. It's their fault, okay? But they just really work well together as men. And one thing I've learned, if it works, don't fix it. So we came together today to have communion. We came together today as one unit in Christ. We came together today because we are a team, and we have these teams that are all working together the same as we live on this world, and we have a moon, and we have stars, and we have a sun that just keeps everything working together. That's how God builds things. He builds them with a nucleus around him, and then everything fits, and everything moves in harmony. And now we have I don't know what it is, But I was told, when you get done preaching, we have something special, so let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I don't know what this is that's special, but Lord, I trust those who planned it. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.